This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This past summer was one of the hottest on record. Climactically, yes, of course, but also for teenage jobs. With an economy well on its way out of the pandemic and a labor market where if you want a job, you can get a job, we are at the lowest levels of teenage unemployment since the 1950s. The teen job market is so tight, in fact, that lawmakers in Ohio and Wisconsin have proposed rolling back some of the limits on the hours younger teens can work during the school year. And whether you think that's a good idea or not, it's a fair question to ask whether this pandemic could be a turning point in reversing decades of declining teen employment. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Alonzo Solis owns several tropical smoothie cafes in Cedar Park, Texas, and says along with bananas and kale, teenagers are an essential ingredient in his business.
You know, honestly, without them, we'd have to close our doors.
Like many restaurant owners, he's had a tough time staffing up, even after raising wages to $15 an hour plus tips. So more than two-thirds of his workers are high schoolers, putting in 10 to 20 hours a week.
We're very flexible with their schedules. You know, they're balancing school, they're balancing extracurricular activities.
20 years ago, about half of teenagers worked. That rate has dropped steadily since to about a third of teenagers. Luke Pardue is an economist with payroll platform Gusto.
What we're likely seeing right now is a turning point in the way that teenagers see themselves fitting into the labor market.
The share of teens working has dropped a bit since the summer, but Pardue says there are signs that wasn't just a blip. According to Gusto data, teens are already being hired for the holidays at double the rate of 2019.
Teenagers have entered the labor force at a higher rate, and those higher rates are likely to persist for years to come, just as teenagers rethink whether they can work during school.
But the trend isn't necessarily positive if it hurts teens' academics, says Lauren Bauer with the Brookings Institution. College enrollments dropped in 2021, just as the labor market heated up and more teens took jobs.
Losing that investment in themselves at a very pivotal moment in their lives is going to have potentially long-term consequences.
Because while wages at a smoothie bar seem great for a high school kid, jobs that don't require some college generally pay a lot less in the long term. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.